my town.
You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have a very special guest in the studio with me today, a gentleman by the name of Chuck Darrell, who is what I like to call the brain trust behind a local group of musicians that has kind of a special approach to public performance. Chuck, it's good to have you, and tell me a little bit about this band called Righteous Rock.
Well, Mike, first of all, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
We're just coming out of this pandemic where, it's been tough for musicians mm-hmm. to have a place to play because so many places shut down. And then, bands kind of stand around like, what are we going to do? Because there isn't any place to play, and now we're coming out of that, and it's great to be able to tell our story to your audience and kind of get going again.
But I understand that Righteous Rock is not just in they're not just together just to make music and go out and play music for people. You have a specific mm-hmm. purpose for your group of musicians, and I think it's a great way to do what you're trying to do, but tell us a little bit about what the driving philosophy behind the band is.
Well, in a sentence, it's how to get people to ask us about our faith while doing something we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the band's primarily made up of guys who play on worship teams.
Sure, in various churches.
Various churches in Cottage Grove and Woodbury. A lot of us come out of similar backgrounds where, when we were young, we played rock and roll, and it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll, et cetera, et cetera. And then as time went by, we came to take our faith more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then lo and behold, one day we end up, landing on worship teams playing, more contemporary Christian music in churches as things evolved. And then one Saturday night we had a Saturday night service worship team that we played on. That came to an end, and we all kind of stood there looking at each other. and
I don't want to be done.
Yes. And this idea started to formulate of instead of trying to draw people into church, to take our skills and our love of music and go out into the community and bring that message into the community, doing something that we love to do, and that was play music. And so the idea started to formulate of playing rock and roll, but being choosy about the songs that we selected.
Right.
That weren't glorifying the kind of behavior that a lot of us left.
Grew up in, and yes.
And the Lord took us out of it.
Right.
And plugging in a faith-based number here and there in the song.
Right.
Or in the set list.
In the set list, yeah.
And a different approach that was not focused on preachy,
mm-hmm.
like some people say, I don't want to be preached at, I don't want to be told what to do. So we just worked it into the set list with some contemporary Christian, but then also rock and roll that started talking about good values. And, there's even to the point where there's a song called Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Yes, now, Georgia Satellites, yes.
Now, nobody would ever think of that song. And even I didn't know it in the beginning. Like, mm-hmm. Wait a minute, this has got a good message. She's saying, hey, buddy, basically, if you don't love me, you can keep your hands to yourself.
Or even, I know the song myself, and it even goes to the step farther, said, until we're married, which is a largely bygone mindset today.
That's radical.
It's very radical.
No, and I love that because it's kind of rebellious. It's counterculture to the culture. And then ironic that, you know, we're doing it coming from where a lot of people came from. But we'll also, you know, mix in songs that have a beat. We try to do that. They come out of contemporary worship, you know, that with the idea that eventually somebody's going to come up to us and say, wait a minute, did I hear you singing about God in there?
And has that happened?
Yes, and that's what we consider a success for the night.
Sure.
So, and it's not like how many verses did we preach when we were out there, but did somebody come up?
Did we engage?
Yes, and that's a great, I mean, that's one of my favorite words, is that we're out there engaging in the public square, making music, and but doing it for a purpose. And, you know, there's some people in the band where, you know, they, well, hey, do we have to have these Christian songs in here? And for 80% of the band says, yeah, well, if we stop doing that, the band comes to a halt. Because I'm not in it, and I don't want to be taken wrong, but I mean, I'm a musician. I like it if somebody says that sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not
it's
out
a
there
means
for
to
that.
An end.
Right.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, and it's been really interesting where you'd be really surprised sometimes where, you know, one day it was a guy who had been, you know, I think he's still just struggling with drugs, but he was starting to take his faith seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he was flabbergasted that he had musicians, you know, who just got done playing a rock and roll song that they could talk to, and it was safe.
Right.
Like, hey, will you actually take your, you know, do you really believe this stuff? And we'd say, yeah, we believe it, you know. And then we just let the conversation go where it's going to go.
Right.
And for, like, listeners, what do you mean by that? Fundamentally, with me, it's just get them to think.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a relativistic, postmodern, post-Christian world, and if I can just get somebody to, when they leave, they're kind of scratching their head and going, you know, There's a guy out there that, I'll steal a line from him, and it was, send them away with a stone in their shoe. So, like, you're not telling them, you know, what to do or whatever, but they go away kind of scratching their head.
Give them some to think about.
Give them some to think about, and you know, let the Lord take it from there.
And I know for a fact that the band has been playing in one form or another for almost 10 years.
Oh, jeez.
Tell me a little bit about some of the venues that the band has brought this message to. And you wouldn't think that these were normal kind of places where you would find a band that would play music talking about the Christian faith.
I won't name any names, but I'll, like, because they've been local.
Sure.
But, you know, it's that's a multifaceted question. One, the answer is we've played just about everywhere. We play at, you know, we'll do fundraisers. We love doing fundraisers. But then we've gone out and played in some pretty skeevy bars. And you know, there are people who go, why would you do that? And actually, I kind of like it.
Sure.
Because it's a place where a lot of, you wouldn't expect that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in contact with people that, you meet a lot of good people, but in all kinds of people, they're all, but some of them are kind of needy. And they'll come up and talk to you and in unexpected ways. But then also, some of them come up and they're all angry. You know, like,
why are you doing this? Why are you playing this here?
What do you think you can, you know, what do you think you're doing? Preaching? And like, I don't know. What makes you think that? We're just singing a song that, you know, like, Jesus is just all right with me. Now that rocks.
It does.
It rocks. It's got a lot of different things in it. And, you know, if somebody, like, scratches their head, and why are you doing that? But the funny part is the anger will come from both sides.
It will.
It'll be some people in the bar will say, "You can't do that. And how dare you bring, you know, you keep your faith to yourself. Not only your hands, but keep your faith to yourself." But then what's funny is there'll be a lot of people in the church in the beginning who's saying, "You can't do that.
You can't be in that place. You can't be playing that music."
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a funny saying that if I'm taking flack from both sides, I'm usually in the right spot. If the world's mad and some Christians are mad because you're going someplace where they don't think you should go, I'd like to remind them that, you know, the gospel is supposed to go everywhere.
Yes.
And we're living in a time where we need to go into the public square more, our own backyards, our own community more, and go into third world countries, which I don't have anything against, but that's great. But we need to, you know, our country needs it just as much.
There's plenty of need at that local watering hole where a guy will come in after a long week on a Friday and sit there and down beers until 2 a.m. There's just as much need for the message that you have in that space as there is on a foreign field somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it that way. There's more need there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit repetitive, but for years, you know, I didn't come to take my faith seriously until I was in my young 30s and was in the 80s. And then, you know, I was really shy about it.
Which is pretty normal for that route, I believe. Yes.
And then I kept thinking, how do we get people to come into the church? And then after a while, I go, well, you know, maybe we don't change so much what goes on in church to draw people in. Maybe what we need to do is go out there and meet them where they are, and in a not judgmental manner. Like, we don't want to judge anybody out there.
Right.
But we'll talk to you.
Sure.
If you want to talk. You know what I think? And then one of the things I love doing, this irony, we haven't done this song in a while, but we'll take a song like the Beatles, The Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I know McCartney didn't write it as, you know, scripture as the word,
thing, yeah.
But we'll take that song and we're singing about the word as in scripture. We took another song like the Rolling Stones, Saint of Me. And I know that I doubt Jagger was, you know, in fact, he goes, "You'll never make a saint of me."
Right.
But we'll end up the song and we twist it at the end and said, "Look, you know, you made a saint of me." Yeah. So we have fun spinning songs in different directions that, again, you know, like, wait a minute, you took the Stones and you made outreach out of it? Yeah.
Sure. Well, and it's kind of a way to get an audience engaged. And it's not like you're doing a bait and switch, but you're mixing it all together, stuff that they will recognize, stuff that resonates with them. But then introduce them to like a Lincoln Brewster or a Third Day or Israel Houghton or whatever it is that we got going on. The other thing that I like a lot about the setup that you have is that it's a family-friendly organization. The music you play is good for any ages, but there are family groups in the membership of the band. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it was intentional.
Yeah,
when we founded the band, we also wanted to be intergenerational, and we wanted it to be family friendly and a mix. And so, there are two family groups in the band that my daughter's one of them. We have two women that sing up front, great singers. And both of them are in their 30s, and they're daughters of other guys who play in the band.
Right.
So not only do we, you know, get to do something we love to do, making music, but we get to do it with family members. And then at the same time, we're doing outreach with family members.
Yes.
And so it becomes...
not only are you reaching out to them, but reaching out to the audience you have, but in a way you're training the generation coming behind you for those groups, because now they have a way to then expand on that if they choose to, moving forward.
Yeah, if they're led that way.
So for Righteous Rock, it's not just about rock and roll, and it's not just about faith music, but you're kind of trying to get yourself into a niche, if you will, for weddings and events. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, the pandemic has caused us to reflect, and one of the things that dawned on us is, and other people have said to us, is that we would be a great faith-based alternative for weddings and events. Why? Well, number one, you can, you know, if you take, if you want a band that you can trust, or lack,
that you can rely on to not,
you can cut that out.
Sure.
If you're looking for a band that's family friendly, that's going to have some rock and roll, but it's not going to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll, that they'll mix a little bit of their faith in to it, and is flexible. In other words, you can ask us to do certain songs, whether they be faith-based or not. You know, we come out of worship teams, and we're constantly being handed new music every week, so we're really good at doing something special and unique for you. I think, you know, we're a good choice on that. And we would love to have more of those kinds of opportunities because, you know, even weddings, there are plenty of people that attend weddings that, you know, are not always churchgoers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we can be used there as well.
Give me an example of some of the music that you play.
Well, you know, one example is Can't Buy Me Love. I think the title says it.
Mm-hmm.
Old Beatles rocker, but the message is good. All These Things by the Killers there's a redemptive kind of message in there, but it's mm-hmm. pure secular. Don't Stop Believing.
Journey.
We play quite a bit of a band called, help me. They do Those Who Trust, and they're faith-based, but they got some great rhythm in it. It's kind of Latino. But, you know, Third Day Revelation.
Right.
It's got a great message. Even U2, like Vertigo. That kind of stuff.
Sure.
So it's kind of a mix, you know, and I think the audience can put two and two together and see where we're going with that.
We are just about out of time, Chuck. I hate to cut you short because I love talking about this with you. And there is even an online presence. It's righteousrock.band. You can also find the band on Facebook. At this point, we do need to cut it short.
I do one thing?
Sure.
My grandson's birthday is today.
Happy birthday to
Liam. Hey, happy birthday, Liam. He's 9 years old. I love you to death.
I want to thank my special guest, Chuck Darrell, for coming in and talking about Righteous Rock. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7. This is my town.